Okay, well, the rents in Dublin in the past year have gone up by 8.7%. Rents outside Dublin showed an increase of 8.5%. Now, in that context, Donegal's increase in the last year, so for the full year, was 3.7% or 2.2% in quarter three. So I suppose maybe if I talk you through some examples, these are available on our website, www.prtb.ie. And there you can see for 446 locations and five property types around the country what the local rents are. So if you looked, for example, at a three-bed semi in Donegal town at the moment, that'll cost you in the region of €456. Two-bed apartment in the same town in the region of €348. In Letterkenny, it's more expensive then, it's €488. A one-bed apartment in Letterkenny will cost you €370 typically per month, or €460 for a two-bedroom apartment in the same area. Now, you're asking, how does that compare then to other areas, and how does it compare to Dublin in particular? Well, in Dublin at the moment, if you wanted to rent a three-bed semi in Clonsilla in Dublin 15, it will cost you €1,113 a month, and a two-bedroom apartment there will cost you just over €1,062. If you were to go to areas like Swords, 1145 for a three-bed semi. But on average in Dublin, for a house now at the moment, you're talking in the region of €1,408.
Now, there is that fear that these rents were going to start going up very, very quickly. You're assuring people that's not the case, aren't you?
Well, at this point in time, it's hard to say. I mean, it is down to supply and demand. And demand is very strong for rental properties. The size of the sector has doubled in the last number of years, and one in five households now live there. And obviously, demand is strong for a number of reasons. Some of those would be, you know, that people are saving. 36% of our tenants reported to us that they're saving in order to buy their own homes. And obviously, they have to save a little bit more now. In Dublin, there is quite a bit of employment now, employment creation, and that is also creating demand for rental accommodation that wouldn't have been there before. Against that, however, the government has recently introduced legislation, last Friday in fact, to curtail the manner in which rents can be increased. So before this, you could increase your rent once a year, but now that's gone up to once every 2 years. So if somebody had an increase in their rent in 2015, it's not permissible to raise that rent again now until 2017.
And finally, you know, it's information that's interesting so we can gauge where the market is, but also very useful to those perhaps entering the rental market for the first time. You get a very strong guide on quite a localised basis.
You do. I think it is well worth looking at the PRTB rent index, and also to bear in mind that the PRTB is there in the event of a dispute between landlord and tenant, be that a registered landlord or any tenant can take a case to us for €15 if they apply online. And our website does have a wealth of information there in relation to both their rights and their responsibilities under the existing legislation and with these new amendments as well.